His soul is not left in the grave. So when Jesus died, understand this, his soul was in the grave. When Jesus died, he did not go to paradise. He did not go to heaven. His soul went into the ground. What Jesus said to the thief was, I'm going to tell you something today. I'm telling you today. Today is the day on which I'm telling you this. You will be with me in paradise. Today you're going to be in paradise, you know, because today Jesus was going into hell. Why would he tell anyone any different? Why would Peter get this so screwed up? Jesus' soul went to paradise, not to hell. No, it says right here, his soul was not left in hell. Jesus went into the ground. The person, the whole person. And what about the Ecclesiastes? It says when you die, your spirit returns to God. Spirit is just life. It's not the person. That's why John came in the spirit of Elijah. Because he didn't come in the soul of Elijah, like he was Elijah reincarnated. He was Elijah revisited, so to speak. Meaning, the same spirit God had put on Elijah was put on John. And in the end times, there's going to be prophets raised up with that same spirit. The spirit and power of Elijah. Interestingly, John came not with miracles. Not that I ever read of. Elijah did a lot of miracles. But Jesus said, if you will receive him, this is Elijah, which was for to come. But Elijah is going to come and turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, and the sons to the fathers. Maybe even to these fathers, the fathers of the church, the true fathers. And even to your own sons. But look at verse 32 of Acts 2 says, this Jesus has God raised up, where we are all witnesses. He was raised from the dead. I saw it. Therefore, being at the right hand of God, exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, because in chapter 1 of Acts he ascended and he sent the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. He got the Holy Ghost to send to us. Verse 34, for David is not ascended into the heavens. And as Jesus taught in John 3, or as John said of Jesus, no man hath ascended up to heaven, except he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. There's no one else who's ascended up, according to the gospel. All right? According to the gospel, according to John the Apostle, no man has gone up. David isn't in heaven. Abraham isn't in heaven. Nobody is up there except Christ. As far as men. You understand? God will speak of it though, because he speaks of us as living. Because in his purposes, in his plans, from the foundation of the world, he determined that we would live eternally with him. And the resurrection to him is just a moment away. David is not ascended to the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make the enemies thy footstool. Christ is set down at the right hand of God until the enemies of Christ be made his footstool. And the enemies of Christ teach this falsely, that the resurrection even now is come, saying the people are risen and ascended into heaven. Those liars, they disgust me. Hymenus, Philetism. Philetus, Hymenius. It's funny because it's like A-E, whatever. Philly and Hymenism. This false doctrine. Oh, the dead, they're in heaven. They're watching us through the portals. They're enjoying their mansion, probably picking out on the feast that God has prepared, because gluttony is not a sin in heaven. No siree. Which is garbage. And their word has eaten as a canker. You know why? Because it comes so dear to people.
Oh, I love that doctor. I love that teaching. It's so wonderful that we go to heaven when we die. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven.
Well, I try to tell people, well, you're actually going to sleep.
No!
Well, that's the doctrine of scriptures teaching.
No! It's not what I want to believe. Because I heap to myself and teachers having itching ears. I want to hear things that are pleasing to me after my own lusts. Because I lust. I want it to be so.
they have concerning the truth. The truth is, the resurrection is not yet come. And no one has ascended. Your relatives who are dead are dead. They're in the ground. And someday they're going to hear the voice of Jesus Christ. And they will rise. And then we which are alive will be caught up together with them in the air. To meet the Lord on his way down. And we're not, and then, even then we're not going to heaven. We're going to meet him in the heavens and the clouds. And then he's going to take, come with us, bring us with him. And we're going to land on the earth. And we're going to, and then he's going to start passing out rods of iron with which we will rule the nations. As the vessels of a potter shall be broken in shivers. There's your truth. Love verse 19. The Lord knows those that are him. This is the seal of the foundation of God. The Lord knows those that are his. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. Whom he did foreknow, them he did predestinate. To be conformed to the image of his Son. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Where putting on godliness, righteousness, virtue, patience, temperance, holiness, faith. All those things. The rest is just profane and vain babblings. Increasing ungodliness. Because it doesn't, if you don't follow this gospel, you're going to increase ungodliness. Even if you don't preach ungodliness. Say, well, you shouldn't sin, but I know you're going to sin. You're increasing ungodliness. I know because I lived under that false gospel. And it doesn't do anything for you. Nothing to profit you in Christ. You get no profit from Christ in those lies. The Lord knows those that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. What? Well, that's just a suggestion. Of course, if you were to actually become righteous, it would be your own righteousness, and that wouldn't be acceptable to God. Heard that crap so many times. Like, if you were to actually be righteousness, you'd be proud. Not if God gives it to me. Because if God were to give me righteousness, he'd give me humility. Because humility is righteous. Pride is sin. If I had pride, then I wouldn't be righteous. Now would I?